Nearly all the schools from Southeast were at the meet. The Petersburg boys team took fourth place overall and second place behind Sitka in the smaller schools division. Tolan Eddy led the Petersburg boys in fifth place with a time of 17 minutes 34 seconds. Sophomore Maya Cowan won the girls' event with a time of 19 minutes and 51 seconds, finishing over a minute faster than her competitors. The Petersburg girls' team took second place overall behind Ketchikan and first place among the small schools. Teams are scored on the placings of their top five runners. Petersburg coach Tommy Thompson says the girls were second only by a fraction.
If you look at the times, the total time for our top five girls and their top five girls, I think there's only a difference of about 4 seconds. But it all depends on the placing, not so much the times.
Petersburg junior Melanie Chase finished in 11th place and third for her team. She says she wishes she could have done better, but there are still a few meets left this year, and her main goal is to beat her personal record, or what runners call their PR.
I'm hoping to get a time of 21:28 or so.
That sounds very specific.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that time?
Well, my last PR would be 21:32, so I wanted to go just a little bit under if I could.
So you want to knock off about 4 seconds from your PR?
Yeah.
What's it going to take to make that happen?
A lot of just faith and a lot of willpower. For running, it's definitely a huge mental game because, as coach has been telling us, if you think you can do it, you do really well. If you think you can't, then that's kind of what happens. So you have to push yourself to see how far you can go.
Petersburg senior McKay Jones had to push himself in the meet. He finished in 114th place for the boys. He says he thinks he could have done better if he didn't have a cold, making breathing difficult. Jones has Asperger's syndrome, and this was his first cross-country meet ever.
It's kind of the only sport I can mentally process because there's not a lot of fast-moving parts besides yourself. There's not like a ball you have to keep track of or anything like that.
How do you feel about running itself?
I don't necessarily like it. I like when I get better at it because I feel like I'm beating it.
Doing your own personal best is something that senior Avery Skeek is also familiar with. She finished in 25th place at the meet. In her freshman year, she was far ahead of that, but she's been nursing a hip injury for the last 3 years. She plans to get surgery after the cross-country season is over. For now, she must find a balance between going fast enough, but not too fast.
It's hard because, like, I can handle it. Like, I'm not breathing very hard when I'm done running, but it's the pain that I can't handle, so it's hard to not keep going when it's hurting.
But you're still in cross-country.
Yeah. I really love running, so I wanted to finish off my senior year in cross-country.
What do you like about running?
It's actually really relaxing for me. It's a huge stress reliever. So even though it can be really hard, it somehow relaxes me.
Besides all of these personal challenges going on with the athletes behind the scenes, Coach Tommy Thompson says the teams did well and the event was a success.
We are so happy that the community and staff and students were there to support the kids. We only get a race every other year, so it was really exciting for the kids to have all their friends and relatives there.
Next week's meet in Ketchikan will be used as a qualifier for the regional meet in Juneau the following week because teams can only take 7 runners each. The state meet will be in Anchorage at the end of the month. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.